Maine's two U.S. representatives, who are both Democrats, say they will support the proposed House rules for the next phase of the impeachment process. Mal Leary has details.
Both Shelley Pingree and Jared Golden say the rules are fair. They establish the process that will govern public hearings on the president's activities, the questioning of witnesses, the use of subpoenas, and the release of transcripts of the private interviews that have already been conducted. And says Pingree, the rules also establish when the president would be allowed legal representation.
We didn't have to do this, but it's been a response to the Republicans' concerns that they want to see more of a process. What I think is important is by passing this and setting out a process, it keeps the Republicans from continually talking about the process as opposed to the substance of why was the president doing this and was it appropriate.
Some of the testimony to the committees, including accounts of the president's alleged use of military aid to push Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden, have already gone public. Republicans in Congress are critical of the proposed rules, which they say fail to provide due process for the president to respond to allegations. Golden rejects that argument and says the rules offer
more protections to the president than either President Bill Clinton or President Richard Nixon received when they had an impeachment inquiry going on that ultimately led to their impeachment.
The first public hearings under the rules are expected within a few weeks. If the full House votes for any articles of impeachment, the Senate will hold a trial. It will take the vote of 67 senators to find the president guilty and remove him from office. Both Pingree and Golden stress they have not decided how they will vote. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.